Yes, my name is Damien, by the way. In James 5:14, it says, "Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will restore the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they will be forgiven him." Now, if that's a promise to the church, then should we not be doing that? Or I guess my question is it a promise? Can we claim that as a church?
I don't know why not. It's right here in the New Testament. What you have here in the context is persecution. Go back to verse 6. He is indicting the rich who have been attacking believers, condemning them, and putting them to death. So these are Christians in a martyr situation. Some of them are being abused and beaten, and it even talks about how they've been defrauded of their proper wages and all of that. And then in verse 7, he says, so be patient, like a farmer. You be patient. Verse 8, strengthen your hearts. Coming of the Lord is at hand. Don't complain. And then verse 10, as an example, brethren, of suffering and patience, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord and remember the endurance of Job, and remember the Lord is full of compassion, is merciful. That whole context is about suffering and being patient and enduring like Job and like the prophets. And I think it's in that same flow that he comes down into verse 13 and says, is anyone suffering? Pray. If you're not suffering, sing praises. And if the suffering has made you weak, and he's talking here, I think, about a spiritual weakness. You've just become weak under the onslaught of persecution and suffering. Go to the elders. Why would a weak person go to the elders? Because they're what? Strong. Let them pray over him. Literally, rubbing him with oil. What that means is encouraging, giving him a sort of a spiritual massage in the name of the Lord. And their prayer of faith offered in strength will infuse strength into the one who is weak, and the Lord will lift him up. And if he's committed sins in his weakness, the Lord will forgive him. I like to see it that way. Now, I'll give you an illustration. A student came to me at the master's college one day, and I've often said, if my door is open and I'm there, you come in, and if you want to pray or talk about the Lord or the Word or whatever's on your heart, you come in. I'm always available if the door is open, and it's usually open because I don't study there. And one day a young man came in, and he said, I need to share some things in my heart with you. And I said, go right ahead. He said, you know, I'm studying for the ministry. I love the school, and God's at work in my life, but I have some things that are going on in my life that are just crushing me, and I feel spiritually weak, and I keep falling to the same temptations, and I can't seem to get victory over this, and I'm in despair, and I've lost my appetite for the Word, and my prayers are just kind of empty, and I just feel at a point of total weakness spiritually. And I want you to pray for me. And I really saw that as a spiritually weak person under whatever onslaught he was under, coming to someone that he saw as spiritually strong and asking for me to hold him up. And I'll never forget it. I knelt down in my chair, and as I knelt down in the chair, I said, kneel beside me, and he pushed the chairs together. And as I knelt down in the chair, he knelt down and put his arms and his head on my back. And it was such a graphic indication of what was in his heart. He was leaning on me physically because that's what he was doing in his heart as well. And so I prayed that God would give him strength, and we prayed, and then he prayed, and I prayed again, and we prayed quite at length that the Lord would restore him, and that if he had committed sins in his time of weakness, the Lord would forgive him. And to me, that's the kind of thing that I sense here, not so much disease-related as the weakness that comes in the spiritual battle and the spiritual struggle. It could be illustrated, for example, by the illustration of verses 17 and 18, which is not an illustration of healing, by the way, but an illustration of rain coming to a parched ground. And the spiritually weak person is in the dry place and desperately needs God to bring the rain that brings strength. So that's kind of how I would handle that. All right?
All right, thanks.
Thank you.